and you but Kli you were mazed. Shrashi Shashogag al Oichle, mazed al Kli. Oh, my Chayadik Tony Misa, it means you have two chiyuvim. It's a modern case. He's Oichlim, he thought for Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out Oichlim. He didn't know there's an Issa, it's all Oichlim. So when he's carrying out the potato, he thought it's mutter. He's only Chayad Chattis. But then he's carrying out the plate with the potato, a plate he knows it's also to do. And he's doing it amazing. So that the Bryce says, Yechayiv Tu means Yechayiv Misa. In such a case, you have two chiyuvim. You have the Chayad Chattis for the potato, for the Oichel, because that's your Rishoydik, and you have a Chayav Misa for the Kli. Maskalor of Ashi, Vu'afala Kli Katoni, is Mashmano, the same Chayav that's on the Oichel, is also on the Kli. Vu'afala Kli Katoni, Mashmano, they're both the same Chayav. So Rashi, Mashmano, Shnech, Yuvim, Shavim, they're both on the gate of Chayav Chattis. That's the Kasha, how do you have two Chattoyas here, and it's only one Chattis? Elom Rav Ashi, Numtzis is like this, Hagoyin, Sheshogag, Bazen, Uvazen. He forgot he did not know you're not allowed to carry out Oichlim, and he forgot he did not know you're not allowed to carry out a Keli. Both are Shoyki. So, Shiloh, what's the Pshat Yechayiv to Chatoisim? The Kaif tells like this. Later, after Shabbos, he was Noid, he remembered he carried out food. And he made it. V'noidoloi. And he had a idea. And he did not know at that time he did the second Chet of carrying out the Kli. Then Then later he had another idea that carried out the plate. So the Shiloh, the idea is Mechalakunat. Over Plukta, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This is the Machalakas we had before in Klal Gadol. Is the idea alone Mechalakunat? That's the Machalakas here. That's why here you have two Chatois. So Rashi, Plukta, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lakish, the Eflugum, the idea is Mechalakos. Is the idea that you know you did a Chet. So the Chura, now there's a Svarim that you have a Chiyah to bring a Korban for that Chet. So about you have a chiyuv to bring it, we say the korban is only omid for the first chet you did. Then later, when you find out you did the second chet, you need a new korban for that chet. Peraklag odom. If look nami rasheshet ravashi hocha, rasheshet lemukil hocha yisav, then you dias mechalkos. Ravashi yisav, you dias mechalkos. Same achleikas here also. So that's how you have this chiddush here. But avad, if there wouldn't be a case where you have yediyah in between, avad, you only chayiv one chatis. So if you eat a few zeis chaylev one after another, and at the end you realize you did all the chet, at one time, Havad Yoni Chayiv one Chattis. Little item says Es Achay the Mita Potter Alaf Al Mita. The Mishnah says if you carry out a live person on the bed, you even Potter on the Mita. We say why? Because since if you carry out a live person, the derives it's Mutter. So we say the bed is a tuffle to the person. You Potter on the bed. For the more Leima Masnisin Reb Nosan he. For Loi Rabbonin, our Mishnah can only go like Reb Nosan, not the Rabbonin. What's the Machlokes Reb Nosan and the Rabbonin? The Tanya Hamoitzi Beheim Achayiv Yoyf. Somebody carries out on Shabbos the behema, or else the chayiv v'yoyif l'shus rabim bein chayin bein shchutin chayiv. That's how the rabbanon. Even if you carry out a live behema, you pick up the lamb and you carry it outside, you chayiv on Shabbos. That's rabbanon svar. Vice says even though it's alive, it's still called hoytzor. Rabbi Nosson Oimer al shchutin chayiv. If you shechtel the behema is dead, then I'm asking that hoytzor you chayiv for Shabbos. V'yachayin poter. But calls the man the behemoth is alive, midiraisti to carry it out, it's mutter. Sha'achai nois yasatzmoi. A live person carries himself. As often as svarat yapotim midiraisa. Very shver svarim, but it's called, it's a ptur midiraisa. Vadim midirabboni, not like carry out somebody. But midiraisa it's mutter. So Taisa says the svarim. Look at Taisa, interesting. Sha'achai nois yasatzmoi. A live person carries himself. Taimalari, loma potter. Di mishum sha'achai mekalatzmoi standard like live weight. You make yourself a little bit less. A person weighs 100 pounds. So you want to say, instead of weighing 100, he weighs only 90. But can I know for 90 pounds is a good height choice? You're chayiv for that. Madik, you carry out 1 pound, you carry out an egg, you're chayiv. Savad, if you carry it out, the 90 pounds should be chayiv. Vi mishum nishnayim shesub turim. Maybe you want to say, whenever you carry out your friend, since he's holding up his weight leg, it's clear he's helping you. So it's clear like two people are carrying him out. I'll tell you that can be. For heavy zay yochel v'zayna yochel. You could carry him out, but he can't carry himself out. And he's not on the ground. He's in the air. He can't move himself out there. So the she'en ha'nisui yochel lisatzmoi. If you're being picked up, you can't move yourself. B'loi ha'noise. V'noise yesh b'koyach l'noise afilu ha'yemais. Havada, when you're carrying out your friend, a hill between 2 pounds more, 2 pounds less, don't make a difference. You can carry him out even if the guy is mace. So what's the p'tur here? What's the difference if you carry out a potato, you chayiv, and you carry out your friend, you potter? Why should your friend the chayiv potter? V'yomri, you have to say to the Mishkan Garmin. This is swirling enough in the Mishkan. Shalhoyin noisim dovachai. Stam, they never had such a tzor in the Mishkan. He didn't find this mloch in the Mishkan. Shati yoshim ve'elam ayahochim ragleim. Today, they're all alive, used to walk themselves. And the fish they used to carry used to die. They come and spend the shomer tvei nichalei. Kiech lisla tziva. Also, the fish there they didn't carry out. So they didn't carry was the chai. So Tzok is not really a svara. Just in the mitzias, this type of the malacha wasn't in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you never had a mitzias where they carried somebody alive. So therefore, that malacha is not like in the Issa. Of the Gefort, still, you have to have a svara though. Good, they didn't carry it out. So I'll tell you also, in the Mishkan, they didn't carry a tape recorder. They didn't have any tape recorders then. So tell the Chur now, if you carry a tape recorder outside, you should be potter. Because in the Mishkan, they didn't carry tape recorders, so today you carry out a tape recorder, you should be potter. But I don't know. Like you say, why is a tape recorder different than a potato? So Chur, still, you need a svara on taste. But he said they didn't carry out live people. But so what? Like, why is a live person different than a potato? So we still have to say that the Gemara says some svara. A person is different because he carries himself. No other chayfetz helps along the carrying. So that's why a person is called in a different category by himself. Every other chayfetz is dead weight. You have to carry the whole thing. But a person helps along a little bit. So even though that's not a svara by itself, the patiyum, it's only a svara to say a person is in a different category himself. Now we have to look. In the Mishkan, did they make such a tzor on this type of a chayfetz, a live person? No, they didn't make such a tzor, therefore you put them. But rather, even have to face, you need both svara, like the Gemara says, that a person does hold up himself. The Chur was saying, the Rabbanan say though, if you carry out a live animal, you chayiv. Reb Nosson is the one that says you potter. The Chur, our Mishnah only goes like Reb Nosson and not like Rabbanan. So tomorrow could be no. On my Rav name, Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, I'm murdered the chil between the behemoth and the person. Ad kan lefti Rabbanan, let the Reb Nosson and the behemoth. Chayiv yoyiv. The Meshavati nafshayu. A behemoth, when you pick it up, it fights you. It's pulling itself down. So therefore, there are button hole when you pick up an animal, even though he's alive, it's considered you're picking him up completely. He's not helping you at all. So I can't, he's pushing himself down. By a person, it's not considered he's fighting you. He's not pushing his weight down. It's considered when he goes up, he's helping you go up. That's why a person is different. Say it live to Gemara. All right, stop. In the middle of the shaila that the chai carries himself. Therefore, if you carry out a chai on Shabbos, we said you put it. Let's see again the Gemara does. Leima masnisin Reb Nosni v'lo Rabbona. Our Mishnah that says if you carry out a chai, you put it, goes like Reb Nosin. Tanya, I might say behema chai v'yerth v'shus rabin. If you carry out a behema, a chai or an earth v'shus rabin, bein chai and bein shutum, whether they're alive or whether they're geshochten, they're dead already, is chai. Tanakama hold the chayiv is called the ma'isoy tzor on Shabbos. The benasa naimer al shrutin chayiv, because that's called dead. It's called the carrying out of chayfitz. The al chayin potter. Why shachayin noisy atatzmai? So here you see, there's only Reb Nosson svaron that a chay carries up himself in your potter. And we said yesterday, Tosis learned the pshat that they didn't make that type of tzor in the Mishkan. Avad, you carry out a person who weighs 200 pounds, you're carrying out something. But since he's a chay and it's a svari, he helps along with his weight. That type of oitzor wasn't in the Mishkan. So tomorrow, so churit samachloikas Reb Nosson and Rabbon, and Al Mishnah goes like Reb Nosson. Or Merava no, afil tema Rabbon. Al Mishnah goes even according to Rabbon. At kan lepolag Rabbon alei the Reb Nosson elu bebehema chayiv v'yoyif. Only by behemoths do the Rabbon say if you carry out a live sheep that you chayiv. Why the misharbatin avshayu? A behema like pulls himself down. He's like fighting you. Russia's Mishamtin Kalpe Mata. He'd say they're pulling himself down on Machvidin Atzmon, Lishomit Miyad Hanoisin. They want to pull themselves down. Therefore, the Rabbanan say if he carry a behemoth, it's not considered he's helping him carry himself, but he's pulling himself down. So that's called the good Maisai Tzom. Avol Adam, Mashenkin, a person. If you, one person, picks up another person, there, even the Rabbanan Amoyed to the Svara, that Chai, Avul Odom Chai, the Noisia Satsmoi is after the Rabbanan Moide. Even the Rabbanan Moide also Yechayiv. Yepotter. It's a person, like Taisha Svarah, since he helps himself be carried live weight, such a saw they did not have in the Mishkan, so maybe the Rabbanan Moide Yepotter. Omale Ravada Baravala Rova. Toho de Tanan. That's how we learned the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Gemara Bechoris. Ben Besero Mate Besus. So surely not allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy. Even in the middle of the week. And it's a gzeira because maybe you come to lend to be shoyel your behemoth to a goy, and then you have an Issa Shvisas Behemta, the Behemta belongs to you, and maybe the guy will do Malacha with it on Shabbos. So we make Gzera, you're not allowed to sell it to a Behemta, to a guy, until you'll just lend or rent your Behemta to a guy, and that will be yours because the guy is doing Malacha with your Behemta on Shabbos. But the Mesera is Mat Tebesus. The Mesera says you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Vitanya, the Mesera Mat Tebesus, why is he Mat to sell a horse to a guy? Because what's the Gzera? That maybe you come to just lend or rent out your horse to a guy, and we're afraid then the guy will do malacha with it on Shabbos, and you'll be over the Yisra Shrisis Behemtoin. But what's the malacha that a horse does? A horse is made just to ride on. Now a horse carrying a person is not a malacha saitso. Like we're saying, just like if one person carries out another person, he's potter. Who would then want a horse carries people riding on him, that's not called a malacha. That's why Ben Beseir is matah to sell a sus to a guy, because there's no gzera. So Trashi, matah besus, lemoichor lenochri, let us sell a horse to a guy. Vifnei shemaleches hasus, imhoye odom oisoiso, if a person would do the same malacha that the horse is doing, ein chayiv olechatis, wide lerechiv oimi, a horse is oimi to ride on. The svar is, v'achay noisya satsmoy. What's the gzeira where the rabbanon said you now want to sell a big behemoth to a guy? Mishum shayla, we're afraid maybe you'll just borrow it to him, or mishum schiris, maybe you rent it to him, is osur. Because if you rent it to him, then the behemoth belongs to you, and when he does malach with it on Shabbos, you're always shvisas behemtoim. Vesus, but inam idemushal mugar, even if you rent your horse to the guy, lavi sur the raisikas. So sus is not doing any sur the raisum. Shein zu malacha eitzalasus. Vagabi azara shvisas behemam malach malacha ksiva. That's what the Torah said, is a mitzvah shvisas behemtoim. Let your behemah rest. That means it doesn't have to be sleeping all day. It means the behemah should not do malacha on Shabbos. Now a sus does not do malacha on Shabbos. A source is just aiming to ride on, and when you're carrying up a person, there's no isoid saw, therefore it's muta. Yeah? So the Gemara, the Yomar Rabbi Yechanan said, Ben Beseirav Rabbi Nosin Omru Dovarechet. That Rabbi Yechanan and Ben Beseirav, Rabbi Yechanan said that Ben Beseirav, just this word we just had, that said you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy, and Rabbi Nosin, that says if you carry out a live behemoth, your potter, they both said Omru Dovarechet. They're both saying one thing. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Now the kasher is v'yam rito loy pligi rabbonu ledi rab nosen ele bebehei mechayi v'yoyf mishum de meshabati nafshayum. If like we wanted to say now that our Mishnah says if you carry out a live person you put there goes even according to the rabbonin, and that the rabbonin say yechayv if you carry out an animal, that's only carrying out an animal. Because an animal pulls itself down, that's called a melech ha-seitzon. Mashenken, if one person carries out another person, or the chura here, when a horse carries out a person, somebody's riding on the sus, it's also not called a melechon. Because who is the sus carrying? He's carrying a person. And by a live person, we say, chai noises atzmoin. So if what we want to say now, even the rabbanon amoida, that by a person, there's a svara noisiyas atzmoin, and you potter, so why did Rabbi Yechanan say that Ben Beseira has to go according to Rab Nosin? Ben Beseira could even go according to the rabbanon. Even according to rabbanon, you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Because we're not afraid the horse will do a malach on Shabbos. The malach a horse does is let somebody ride on him, and riding just means you're carrying out the person, and there's no issa carrying out a person, even according to the rabbanon. So chur, it's a rai, not like we're saying, it's a rai, like from Rabbi Yechanan, only Ben Beseira is matter to carry out a live person. But according to the Rabbonin, just like the Rabbonin say, you're not allowed to carry out a live animal, who are then? You can't carry out a live Adam. So the Gemara, the Kash like, my ira Ben Beseira of Rab Nosin, why did Rabbi Yechanan say Ben Beseira and Rab Nosin is saying one memram, for your amrit, after the Rabbonin moida, you just got finished saying, no, even the Rabbonin holds from this svarim. That when you carry out a live person, you put them on Shabbos. So even according to Rabbanan, you should be allowed to sell a horse to a guy. So the Gemara, Ki Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, when did Rabbi Yechanan say his din, that a horse is telling Rabbi Nosson Svara, Besus HaMiyuchid Leifis. You have a horse that's Miyuchid, you know what rides on top of the horse? Not a person, but birds. You have such a horse like that, that birds ride on top of the horse. So then it's good. Only according to Rab Nosson is it Mutter. Because Rab Nosson says you're even allowed to carry out an animal on Shabbos. He holds that's also Potter. Mashenken, according to the Rabbanan, they hold you can't carry out an animal on Shabbos. So what did when this horse is carrying out the bird, that's called a Malacha. Therefore, according to Rabbonin, you're not allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Yeah. So tomorrow, we have such a horse like that? What are you talking about, a horse? That's miyuchad to let a bird ride on top of it. Who ever heard of such a thing? So the Gemara in, Iko de veviden. There's such a horse that's used for veviden. So Drashi, de veviden shall tie the oifis. People that capture birds. She noisten al hasus oifis kishen chayin kugoy nates. Ominoi lotsut shar oifis. They have this type of a bird called the nates. The Bible says it's a good hunter. That bird captures other birds. So they want this bird to be high up, so they put this bird on top of the horse, and when the horse moves, the bird is like lightly resting on the horse, and whenever this bird sees a good bird to hop, it jumps up and hops it. That's the way they capture other birds. They put one, this big bird, on top of the horse, and when this bird sees other birds, it hops it. So you could have a horse that's miyuchet for capturing birds, that they put one bird on top of it. Therefore, the shailah is that the horse is carrying out a bird. Therefore, it's good why Rabbi Yechon said it's only mutter according to Rabbi Nosson. Because here the horse is carrying who? A bird. So a bird is called an animal. So according to the Rabbonin Yechayev, that's called Hoytzoh on Shabbos. So you should not be allowed to sell a horse to a guy, because we're afraid maybe the guy will use this horse on Shabbos and put birds on top of it, and maybe you'll only rent it. It's a gzera otto, you rent your behemoth to a guy, then it'll buy gosser. So it's good what Rabbi Yechon said, only according to Rabbi Nosson. So tomorrow, so that's why we're blibing now. The Taisa speaks out, according to the Rabbonon, even though most horses are oimit for riding on a person, still the Rabbonon amoid, you're not allowed to sell the horse to a guy. Because we're afraid maybe this guy will use the horse for oifis. And Rashi says, Rabbonon oisrim b'chol asusim, mishum sus ham yuchad yoifis. Just made a plug here. The balance is one type of a horse that's aimed to use for a bird, and then the horse is doing a malacha on Shabbos. So Rabbanan said, "Exeri can't sell any horses to any goyim, because we're always afraid maybe the goy will use it for birds, and then he's being then the Yisrael is being over Shrisa's behemtoy. He's not letting his behemoth rest. He sold it to a goy. It's Exeri. Maybe you'll only rent it to a goy." And then there'll be the Yisra Shrisas Behemtai. Mabaita. Omer Rabbi Yechinen. O moide Rabbi Nosson bekapas. Rabbi Yechinen is moide. That even the Rabbi Nosson says you're allowed to carry out a bird on Shabbos or animals on Shabbos, that's only kozman they could walk. But lo yitzu, they're tied up, then is an Yisra Reitzuh. A suah done on a person. If you have a person that his feet is tied down, that he can't move, that's called kapas. Avada, that's called Haitzuh. You don't have the svara chai noise tatsmi. He can't move himself. He's tied down. That's called the good haitzur. Omle ravada bar matn labayim. Ivohani pasoi. Pasoi, the Persians people, they used to dress, like even the men used to wear like dresses, and used to wrap around the clothing around them. So the havmin is, when they have their clothing wrapped around them, they come out like tied up. They come out the kfisi dummy. The mamash wrapped up with the dress all around them, and frat, they go on the horse. They don't want the clothing to hang down. So the mamash like wrap it around their feet. So the mamash wrapped up like kofas dummy. We amr Rabbi Yechon ben Beseirim. We have nosan amru dover echot. That they both matter. That what? That ben Beseirim said, you're allowed to sell the sus to a guy. The Kur the Kasher, why are we afraid maybe you're going to sell your sus to a Persian, to a pasoi? Now when you sell your sus to the pasoi, sus this pasoi, the way he dresses his, he has his dress, mamash wrapped around his feet. So when he's sitting on top of the sus, he's like kofas, he's like tied down. So then there would be an issa shrisas behemtoi. So we should ask you, never allow to sell a sus to any guy, maybe you sell it to a pasoi. For the more of a honey pasoi, you command the kafsi dummy. And the Gemara knows, that the person's dressed like this, so when they sit on the horse, they wrap the dress all around their feet. It's not the pshat they can't move. They want to be like a big bagayvenik. It's Ramis Ruchai Hudinokadlum. They do it to show off to be a bagayvenik. That's why they put their dress around their feet. Dihu Pardashko, the Rascha Malka, there was one messenger boy, a Persian, that the king got angry at him, Olay, for Roya Tlosta Pasoy the Bekaria. And this Persian round, Tlosta Pasi, he ran like 3 miles with his own feet. So even though this Persian that was wrapped around with the dress, He just sits like to show off, like with his feet across his legs, whatever, he's like wrapped around him. But if he has to move, he can move, boy. He can move three miles also. That's not called kapas. Kapas means you're tied up, and even if you want to move, you can't move. Here, they just throw the dress around him because they want to look nice. But about that, that's still called they can move. So even though you sell this sus to a parsoi, it's mutter on Shabbos. Because even when they ride the horse, the horse is not doing a malacha. The horse is only picking up a person that really could move himself. So male is mutter to sell a horse to a guy. Rashi commanded Tfisi Dami, Shereshvim Mutofim, they ride all wrapped around the begodim, Rechovim, they have wide dresses. The Gam Heim Atzmon, Muganim Atzag Aloritz. They don't want the dress to touch the floor, so they wrap it around them. Ram Yechim, Maseim, Ram Yechim, Rechov, Amrit, Mojri, Ram Nosim, Mekafos. Right. So nice, we blab like that, if somebody's kaf was tied up, then you don't have the Ptura Chai Noisius Atzmoy. Samson Tais declares a shayla about a child. How old does a child have to be to have a heter to say chai noisi tatzmoi? As here was saying kofos, if he's tied up, you have no heter. So chura, before a child knows how to walk, he should be like kofos, like tied up, he can't walk. But Tais brings theoretic arayas. He Tais blibes that it's on the end of the second Tais, it just says, no. Next one. The third Tais, Abu, all the chai noisi tatzmoi, Tais brings theoretic arayas. But he ends off, Abu, b'no inami, that the one Gemara's mashma that by a tinnik there's no heter to carry him out on Shabbos even midiraisim. That's talking about a tinnik ben yoimai. Now you have a kid 1 day old, that's how he says that'll be an issur deraisa carrying him out. Since he's only 1 day old, that for sure is called kakafot, he can't even move yet. The mashma says once he's more than 1 day old, 2 or 3 days old, midiraisa kopon will be mutter. And the chamim, the rabbonon, it's still also to carry out a kid. Chaim neis yisatko is only a svar in the raisim, but in the raisim, if you carry out a child, there wouldn't be an issue in the raisim. But with the rabbonon, it's still also. Right. Tomorrow, es hameis b'mita chayiv. The Mishnah says if you carry out a mace on a mita, you are chayiv, because the mace can't carry himself. That's called the good haitzor. So you chayiv. V'chein kizayis v'na mace. So what then? If you just carry out a kizayis of the mace, you also chayiv. So the Mara Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rab Yechim, Vyomar Rab Yosef, Omar Rab Shimon Ben Lokish, Poiter Hoye Rab Shimon. Yishno Rab Shimon Dingzach in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you might see the mace, Tanakama, which is Rab Yehuda holds Chayiv, the end of the Mishnah says Rab Shimon Poiter. Rab Shimon says you Poiter. What's the time? Why is Rab Shimon Poiter over here? Because it's called the Melocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. This is the aside where Rab Shimon Poiter is a Melocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. Carrying out a mace is a pshat. You don't really want a mace like to be outside to use the mace over there. The ikka purpose of the itzor is just the mace should not be in the house. You just don't want him here. That's not the type of itzor they had in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, when they carried out Kalim, is the pshat, they needed the needle to do the work over there. So they wanted to carry this needle to be used over there. That's called the good itzor. Mashenken, by the mace, you do not want the same purpose that they did in the Mishkan. Let's just know it's a little bit this Taisa just says. Reb Shimon Poiter. Nira Lari, the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Kari. What's called the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa? Kishoysa Mlocham, V'yein Tzorech Li'oysay Tzorech, Kein Shehoya Tzrichem Lo B'Mishkan. If we learn not the Mlochas from the Mishkan, you have to do it for the same purpose they did the Mlocha in the Mishkan. Elin Yenachem, but Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa means you do it for a different purpose. Ki Hatzorech Shoysa Mlocha, Nasis B'Shvila B'Mishkan, Hu Gufa Mlocham. V'Shorshoy, that's the shurish and the east of the malacha. The purpose, what they did the malacha for in the Mishkan, that's the reason why it's awesome. Lufizeh lasekula shaper. Hoitzoyes hameis. When you carry out a mace out of your body, ain't tzorech lameis. You don't need the mace for that to be outside. You don't want to use the mace there. Over Mishkan, Mashenka and the Mishkan, whenever they carried something out in the Mishkan, hoitzrichim lachafetzim, shoitzioi. What they took the chaytetz out, they took a shovel out now, because they wanted to dig over there. So the reason why they carry the shovel is because they want to use the shovel over there. They want to use the hammer over there. That was the tzorech, the purpose of carrying something out in the Mishkan. Mashenk, when you carry out a mace on Shabbos, it's not the pshat you want to use the mace over there. You don't want to use them over there. It's just the pshat, you don't want them to be here in the house. So that's called the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. That according to Reb Shimon holds Yipoter, and that usually the Tanakama Reb Shimon is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one that says Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv. That's what the Tanakama, the Mishnah, said, we carry out the Meshi Chayiv. Just Reb Shimon is the one that Potter. So Reb Shimon Lakish now saying a tremendous Kiddush. Rav Yes, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Poitu hoi Reb Shimon, ishto Reb Shimon that holds Nocha Shetzuch Laguf is Potom. So carrying out a mace, so to ask the Moitzi Yes HaMeis, look Koyfroi. Even if the purpose